Thankful for the opportunity to be able to stand before you and read from God's holy word. I want to look this evening in the Song of Solomon, something I've spoke on. Really can't remember. I couldn't tell that I've spoke on it here, but if I did, this is sequel number two. Can't remember. What I want to talk to you tonight, the Lord blessed me to be able to preach, is found in chapter 7 of the Song of Solomon, verse 1. I want to speak concerning shoes, feet with shoes. I go ahead and read the text, Lord willing, this evening. We find in chapter 7, in verse 1 of the Song of Solomon, it reads, "How beautiful are thy feet with shoes, O prince's daughter." I'm going to stop the reading of God's word there, and I trust you've been praying with me. But he says, "How beautiful are thy feet with shoes, O prince's daughter." Now, this is talking about a royalty individual. You know, this isn't talking about somebody just some country bumpkin somewhere in which most of us might be considered as or whatever. This is talking about somebody with some royalty, someone in authority, you might say. And so here we find that he said, "How beautiful are thy feet with shoes." Now, shoes has a lot of meaning. And even in our society today, they have a great status. Now, most of you women know about shoes. Most of you have a lot of shoes in your closets. If you're like most women I know, you have many, many pairs. And shoes is something, you know, we have a lot of different kind of shoes for a lot of different kind of jobs. You don't wear a certain kind. You don't wear flip-flops when you're down at the factory. You wear a brogan or a work boot, a work shoe. And so a lot of time we have some of those thoughts in our minds as well, that we have various shoes. And there's some status even, you know, when you think about some big businessman. By the way, anyone here tonight, there might be a few. I think I saw one or two with flip-flops and that don't bother me. I'm not talking about that tonight. But whenever you're in, most people here have shoes on. And if you go into a place where there's going to be some big wigs at, when somebody of great authority or something, you don't go, or if you have a big business meeting you've got to attend, you don't go with flip-flops, or you don't go with barefoot. You have on shoes on your feet. You want to wear shoes. Now, I want to go ahead and kind of tie in, or I'm sure you're familiar with the verse I probably go to in Ephesians chapter 6. Listen to what God's words here says. It's about a soldier going to battle, and part of his armor, one of the things he has is his shoes. You know, one thing I found out in being a little fella, whenever I would fight anybody, not that I've been a big fighter over the years, but one place you can go for is stomp the feet. Don't care how big they are, you get that toe, boy, and you know, they're hopping around. So in battle, when you have someone that is going to fight, one thing they want is their shoes or their feet protected. They want something. Have you ever been walking around barefoot and you get on a rock, you get on something that would bruise your feet? Well, I want to tell you tonight, God has given you some shoes to wear. Now, naturally, you have all kind, but there's only one kind. No need to change these shoes in your service to God. You have natural shoes. You might wear many, but in your life, you have only one pair. And here in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 15, it said, "Your feet shod with a preparation of the gospel of peace." Now, the word shod comes from the same word as shoe. And you know, horses are shod. And what they're shod with or what they're put on, it is shoes. And that's what he's talking about, is to bind your feet up. To bind them up with having leather, having something on the bottom. And, you know, in biblical times, they wore sandals. And they would put them on their feet, and then they would just lace them all around their legs, and they were securely tightened there.
And you know, in fact, you know, like a horse, if they have a loose shoe, it can cause great pain to the horse. It can cause crippling problems to a horse. It can cause them to trip up. And I want to tell you, the same way with us. You know, there's time, I remember moving so fast, being scared, you'd jump out of your shoes, if you ever done that when you were youngin'. Or somebody coming behind you, stepping on your heel. And it keeps you, you know, your feet come out. And I want to tell you, your feet are not protected. You're unable to really do all that you need to do. And that's really what I want to talk to you tonight about, is that you need some shoes on. Get your shoes on. You know, your mamas, a lot of time, before you go outside, mamas, I remember mama telling me, put your shoes on. Why? Because of thorns or because of bugs, because of various things that would keep you from... Get them shoes on, boy. You know, you get cold outside, mama say, put them shoes on. Well, tonight we need to understand that God has given you some shoes, and He said that the preparation of the gospel of peace is what your feet need to be shod with. That is, they need to be binded up with the... And the word preparation, it means to make ready, prepare, adjust, fitness. It means that it's to be, you're to be ready in the gospel of peace. Now, I want to tell you, it's not so much, you know, a lot of times people say, peace, peace, we're to be at peace with everybody. Well, that's not the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace, we are, as much as life within us, we're to live peaceably with those round about us. But I want to tell you, the peace that we need to be concerned about is to be at peace with God, to be at peace with Him, to be at peace with His Word, to be at peace in our lives between us and God. And the only way is through Jesus Christ and following the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way is to have our gospel shoes bound on our feet, tied to our feet. And you see, because we change all kind of shoes. Now, this is the problem. We have the same kind of attitude. At the house, I have several pair of shoes. I bought me a pair last year, some of them rubber little things that you just slip into and you slip out, you know, kind of like flip-flop things or whatever. And if you want to run outside, carry the garbage out, you don't have to lace up shoes. Well, I want to tell you, there's no room for flip-flops in the service of God. That is, brethren, that too often we have this idea that we can slip in. You know, right now y'all slipped in. You slipped in unto your gospel shoes. You slipped in unto your holy shoes. You slipped in unto your righteous shoes. You're at church tonight. We're doing all right. And you know, today you had Bible study. We've heard the preaching of the Word of God. We've been in our singing shoes. We've had our holy shoes on. But the problem is tonight or even today, you went home and you slipped out of them when you were there with your wife or your husband. And you slipped out of them when you were there with your kids. You slipped, and tomorrow the problem going to be you're going to have on some other kind of shoes instead of the gospel shoes at your job. And you're going to put on some other kind of shoes and say, well, I can't really be a religious individual at work. And I'm not talking about sloughing off. I'm not talking about not working. In fact, the Word of God makes it very plain that whatever your hand findeth to do, do with all your might, not as unto men pleasers, but as pleasing God, knowing that your reward is of God, of the kingdom of God. So when you're at your job, you're to have on your gospel shoes unchangeably. You're to put on and to bind them on. And really what that is talking about is that you're to be ready. You're to have the gospel of peace bound on. I'm to be the best employee. I'm to be the best individual I can in serving God. I'm to stand. I'm to always be the same at job, at play, whatever I do, wherever I go. I'm to strive to keep my gospel shoes on. Now, I want to go ahead and read just a couple of passages that would hopefully give us a little more light of what I'm talking about. I think I turned to 1 Peter today. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21. Now again, this is something, by the way, these shoes never wear out. You know, I think about the children of Israel. 40 years. Now I don't know about you, but I go through some shoes. I mean, I can buy them today. They don't make them. You know, them China pair of shoes just don't last like some of them American pairs of yesteryear that you hardly can't afford to buy anymore. But you know, even those shoes, they'll wear out. But I want to tell you, 40 years, the children of Israel, they went about in the wilderness, 40 years, with the same shoes. Didn't even wear out. Well, that's one thing you need to understand today, that the shoes that God has prepared for you, it will never, ever, ever wear out. Never gets old. Never wears. I want to tell you, they're just as shiny today as they ever were. And so what we need to realize is God has given you some everlasting gospel shoes, some of the better shoes, made of better stuff. And here we find in Peter, listen here now, concerning Jesus, it says in 21, and it lists things about what we're to be doing at our jobs and so forth. But he lists here, and he says in 21, it said, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow in his steps." You know what I want to use that for, or what I want to look at that, is that we're to follow in his steps. Any of you ever put on your daddy's shoes, or put on, you know, whenever you were a child, where they were too big for you? But I want to tell you, these shoes that God has given you at every age of your life, you are to have them on. And brethren, I want to tell you, they're not too, they fit just right. And God has called you to put on these shoes. And how beautiful are thy feet with shoes. You have these shoes on. You're to put them on, and you're to keep them on. And brethren, I want to tell you tonight is that Jesus said that in essence that he is the example. You know what he's really saying? He has walked in your steps before. He has already walked in our shoes. Remember, sometime we make that statement that, you know, about walking, don't say nothing till you walk in my shoes. Well, I want to tell you, Jesus already walked in your shoes. And what we need to do is walk in his shoes, walk in his steps, because he already knows. He knows about all the suffering. He knows about all the problem. He knows about all the trouble. And I think of Isaiah. I love this as well. In Isaiah, I believe it is in Isaiah, let me see if I can, chapter 6 and verse 8, where he tells us, and he said, "Who will I send?" And you know what Isaiah said? He said, "Send me." You know what he was? He was prepared. That is, he was ready. He had them strapped on. They were tied on. They weren't flip-flops. They weren't left untied. And that's what's wrong in the church today, is too often people just slip them on. Too often people just want them loosely fit. You know what happens when you have a loosely fit shoe? Any of you ever, some of us, a lot of us here in this church, and I know some of you know what I'm talking about, a lot of us here are cheap. Have you ever tried? One thing I've learned in recent years is you can't buy a cheaper pair and it be all right, especially as I've gotten older, is I've got to have a shoe that fits and a shoe that fits tight. Now, I want to tell you, brethren, a lot of time people, it gets irritated. You know what I'm talking about? You have a loose-fit shoe and your foot slides up and down and you get blisters, don't you? A lot of time the reason everything getting setting right in our lives, and the reason that we're getting blister, our feet hurt, because you don't have your gospel shoes strapped on. They're loose fit, or either you don't even have them on, they're the wrong shoe in the wrong place, or you got them on but they're not strapped. You've got them on and you're not tied to them. They're not a part of you. And so you get blistered. It hurts and it aches because you're not really committed to walk in the steps of Jesus Christ, because I'm really not committed into walking his steps, because he's already gone before. And I think of Isaiah as he says, "Send me." And you know, we're full of examples in the Bible that says, "Send me." You know why? They were prepared. They had the gospel, the preparation of the gospel of peace in their lives. It was strapped to them. That was on their feet. Their feet were going. Their feet, well, I think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You don't get any better than that, brethren. They had on their gospel shoes. And I want to tell you, how beautiful are thy feet with shoes. Man, when he told them, when he said, "You've got to bow down and worship," you know what they said? They said, "King, we're not even going to think about this. I don't even have to take no time to think about it. I want to tell you right here, right now, that I'm not bowing down because I only bow to one King. I only bow to Jesus Christ. And I will obey you in the laws of the land. I want to tell you, they were the very best subjects that you could find. But when he told them to bow down, they refused because they had on their gospel shoes. They were strapped to it. And they had on their feet shod with a preparation of the gospel of peace. And you couldn't force them because they had their shoes on. They were walking in the steps of Jesus. They were walking in the example of Jesus Christ. And by the way, I want to tell you, well, did Jesus send them someplace he didn't go? Not at all. Jesus was there in the fire with them, wasn't he? And I want to tell you that his life was an example. He walked in our shoes, and now we're to walk in his shoes. He's established the gospel path, and I want to tell you there's nothing prettier than to see feet with shoes on. You know, a lot of times when you see the gospel shoes, now I'm not really crazy looking at people's feet, noticing what kind of shoes they have on or something like that. A lot of women, you know, they like, oh boy, those shoes are pretty or whatever. But I want to tell you this, brethren, it's beautiful. It's beautiful to see the feet with shoes. A lot of you have shoes on tonight. And I don't mean your literal shoes. I mean your spiritual. Every one of you to some degree. Some of us have flipped them off. Some of us don't have them strapped on. But I want to tell you, some of you have your shoes on. And they're tied on. And that's what we all need to do here tonight. And buckle up now, because we've got a lot of walking to do. In fact, what does he say in Galatians? He tells us in the Galatian letter, well, even in Ephesians as well, he says in verse chapter 4, in verse 1, therefore the prisoner of the Lord beseech you, or I, therefore, that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. You know what he tells us over and over in Ephesians here is that we're to walk in verse 2. It says in chapter 5, and walk in love as Christ. I'm going to tell you, you can't walk unless those shoes are strapped to your feet, unless you have that commitment unto the Lord, unless it's tied to you, to where if somebody said, bow down, you say, I'm not even going to think about that. I'm just going to tell you, I'm not bowing down. I'm not going to quit my prayer, as Daniel said. Daniel didn't start praying when they passed the law, by the way. Daniel been praying the whole time. He kept on praying because he had his shoes on. And brethren, he walked in the path. I want to tell you, that goes on into the New Testament. Testament, where all of the apostles, yes, they forsook the Lord, but I want to tell you, brother, if they put their shoes on and it cost them unto very death, they lost their lives because they wore their shoes. But I want to tell you, brother, they walked in the steps of Jesus Christ. They bore his cross, or the cross that he gave them to bear, by following Jesus in his. And I want to tell you tonight that Jesus has walked, and we're to walk in his step. And brethren, he's given you shoes that you're to wear that will help you along the way. I saw a movie. I'm not even advocating it. I can't even remember a lot about it. But it was some kind of movie about a suit, that whenever you put this suit on, this man could do all that kind of fighting, Chris Bond stuff, you know, that kung fu stuff. And in this suit, he could do all that. He put the suit on and do that. I want to tell you, when you walk in the shoes of Jesus, when you walk in the shoes he's given you, you can do impossible things that you think is impossible to do, because you've got his shoes on. You've got the power of the Spirit of God. And how beautiful are thy feet with shoes. Tonight I want to ask you, do you have your shoes on? Do you have the right kind? Are they God's shoes? Will you have your shoes on tonight when you go home? How do you treat your family? Will you have your shoes on tomorrow at work? What kind of employee will you be? What kind of employer will you be? What kind of a son-in-law will you be? What kind of father-in-law, mother-in-law? What kind of people are we? How are we walking the other 6 days of our life? How are we doing? What kind of shoes are you wearing? Are they strapped to you? Is the way of God such a part of you that you're not flip-flopping around? You know, that's what's wrong in politics, is people like to flip-flop. Had a man we talked about a few years ago that he waffled. Well, you know what the problem is? Yes, the problem is in the White House. The problem is in our Senate, our Congress. Well, that's a problem up there, all right. But you know why we have the waffling and all this stuff going on in the White House and all this ungodly stuff going on up there? It's because in the church house, people going around barefooted. In the church house, people don't have the shoes of God strapped to their feet. They're not prepared like Isaiah when he says, "Send me, I'm ready to go. Send me, I go. I go tell them. I go tell them. Send me, I go." Are you ready to go? Tomorrow's a new day, and God will call you out. Are you ready to raise your children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, following God's way? Or like people I talk with that say, "Well, I can't discipline my child. I can't do this. I can't do that." Because this is a different time. This is a different day. Everything we do, we need to walk it and do it Jesus' way, God's way. We could go on a lot more, but I just want this to stick in your mind. How beautiful are thy feet with shoes. You got pretty feet when you're walking in the ways of God. But oh, how ugly are thy feet whenever you're walking in a wrong way. It's not pretty to God. It's not what pleases God. But isn't it wonderful that God is pleased with our lives when we have the shoes that He's given us to wear, the preparation of the gospel of peace. And you know, part of our duty is the ministry that He's given us is of reconciliation. That is, that we're to be at peace with God. We're to be in God. Jesus made us made peace between us and God. Now we're to be at peace with Him in our lives. We're to follow His teaching, and then we're to encourage others. God bless you to do so. For Christ's sake is my prayer. If there's anyone tonight, if you desire to take upon yourself the gospel shoes and wear them that God has given you to wear, we encourage you to come forth as we stand and sing a hymn. Brother Bill.